Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Realize that you really matter to him. won't you be a part of God's great big family? We'll have forevermore to find out and explore why He loves us so, why we really, really matter to Him.
You matter to Him. He gave up everything.
Stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! How great thou art!
Father, lead me day by day, ever in thine own sweet way. Teach me to be pure and true. Show me what I ought to do.
This is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
Jesus came into a world that was lost. There was but one way that he could save us. Only through suffering, death on a cross. God, you are waiting. Your heart is breaking for all the people who live on the earth. Stir us to action. Great is your passion for all the people living and dying without knowing you and having no Savior. They're lost forever if we don't speak out and be gathered, millions redeemed will be Jesus' reward. Then he will turn and say to his Father, truly my son.
Than silver gold, I'd rather have Jesus than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or to be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be true to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather hold fast to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or to be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Of rarest bloom, sweeter than the honey out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or to be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have you, Lord, than anything this old world affords today.
Darkest hour means dawn is just in time.
Listening to Songs of Praise.
Hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost. Think about his love.
About his love.
Think about his goodness.
About his goodness.
Think about his grace.
For you, the Lord is He's coming, are you ready? The Lord, He's coming, are you ready? Would your heart be right if He came tonight? The Lord is coming, are you ready? When Jesus comes, my brother, He will take you home with Him there. He has promised you a life eternal, and you must be faithful till the end. The Lord is coming, are you ready? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Would your heart be right if He came tonight? He's coming, are you ready? The Lord is ready. Are you
for someone to fill an empty place, to live a life of holiness and defy the world's embrace, to count all gain as loss for the glory of the cross. A city on a hill for everyone to see.
Stand for Jesus, don't be ashamed. Stand for Jesus, claim His name. For He loved you on a rugged cross, with arms out open wide. Stand for Jesus, He's standing by your side.
Stand for Jesus,
stand for Jesus.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
Stand for Jesus,
stand for Jesus.
Jesus, He's standing by your side.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
purpose or plan when trying a servant or molding a man. Give thanks to the Lord, though your testing seems long. In darkness he giveth us all. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Cross of my Savior instead. I bowed to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Now I can see testing comes from above. God's strengthens his children and Father knows best, and I trust in his care. Through purging, more fruit I will bear.
A call comes ringing o'er the restless waves.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting light with the will,
with the will,
healing
heart in hand,
giving God,
giving God
the glory. Evermore
we will follow,
we will follow
his command.
Send the light,
send the light,
your blessing gospel, gospel light.
Let it shine,
let it shine,
from shore to shore,
from shore to shore.
Send the light,
send the light,
and let it
shine, and it beams
like the world,
like the world,
forevermore.
We have heard the Macedonian call today.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting light with the will,
with the will,
in heart and hand,
heart and hand,
giving God,
giving God
the glory and glory.
Evermore
we will follow,
we will
his command.
Follow his command.
Send the light,
send the light,
the blessed gospel
light.
Let it shine,
let it shine,
from shore to shore,
from shore to shore.
Send the light,
send the light,
and let it shine,
it beams
like the world,
like the world,
forevermore,
forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light. And the Christ-like spirit everywhere be found.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
will spread.
We will spread the everlasting light
with the will,
with the living heart and hand,
giving God,
giving God the glory evermore.
We will follow,
we will
His command.
Follow His command.
Send the light,
send the light,
the blessed,
blessed
gospel light.
Let it shine.
Shore to shore,
from shore to shore.
Send the light,
send the light,
and let it change
our beams
like the world,
like the world,
forevermore,
forevermore.
Let us not grow weary in the work of love.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
Let us gather jewels for a crown above.
Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread,
we will spread
the everlasting light
with the will,
with the will,
heart and hand,
heart and hand,
giving God,
giving God
the glory,
glory
evermore.
We will follow,
we will follow,
follow His command.
Send the light,
send the light,
the blessed,
blessed gospel light.
Let it shine,
let it shine,
from shore to shore,
from shore to shore.
Send the light,
send the light,
and let it change
our beams
like the world,
like the world,
chime. It was meeting time on a Sunday morning in spring. I took my place on the pew, we all settled in, and then the preaching began. It was a sermon of grace, how past sins are erased because of supreme sacrifice. I stood to my feet, made my way to the altar. Jesus had changed my life.
I've been changed.
Now it's been many years, and I'm still right here with my voice lifted in praise. And I have no regrets since the day that I knelt and the Savior I claimed. See, I was ruined by sin, stained and guilty within. I could no longer live with my shame. But with one drop of mercy, I step from sin's prison, shouting, oh, yes, I've been changed.
I've been changed. I've been changed. I've been forgiven. Nothing's the same. Ahead, but amazing grace that might explain.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, Listen to That Still Small Voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13 says, Then he said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? I had just shipped a container to Fiji, and then flew over to clear customs and distribute the items throughout the islands. Early one morning, I was getting ready to go to the airport to pick up a good friend of mine who was flying in from Canada for a vacation. I hopped into my Pajero truck, which is like a Toyota Land Cruiser, and set off down the Queen's Road for a beautiful 3-hour drive around the island along the ocean. As I left the house, I drove past the school where the container was sitting and was impressed to stop and load stuff into the truck. At first, I thought there was no reason to take anything with me. I was just going to the airport and back and knew of no particular place where I was supposed to drop off any supplies. But the thought persisted. So I turned around and loaded 800-pound bales of clothes, 3 of women's, 2 of men's, 2 of children's, and 1 of infants, plus 4 boxes of nails and some children's storybooks. As I continued driving down the road, I started thinking, what am I going to do with this? I have to find some place to drop it off, or I won't be able to fit my friend in when I get to the airport. The vehicle was so full that I even had clothes on the passenger's front seat. About an hour later, I started to worry about where to leave this stuff as it was only 5 a.m. Then I started to think I was a little cracked in the head for even bringing it. Just then, I rounded a corner in the road and started to drive into a beautiful little village along the ocean called Namatakula. As I slowed down, I looked over to my right and saw a small Catholic school with a group of women and children sitting outside. I drove past, and then I heard what I thought was an audible voice say, "The clothes are for those women." I shook my head and kept driving. Then I heard it again, "The clothes are for those women." This time I slowed down even more, but still kept going. By then, I was starting to leave the village. I continued to drive really slow as I was thinking about those women, wondering how I could explain this to them. Then I heard it again. "The clothes are for those women." That time I pulled over and stopped on the side of the road, thinking about what to do. Now, I was pretty sure the clothes were for those women. I turned around and headed back into the village. As I turned onto the school grounds, everyone stood up and looked at me. I stopped and got out and nervously said, "Ahoy, what's everyone doing?" One woman spoke up and said, "We are the teachers and mothers of the village, and we have been praying and talking about how to keep our school open. The money the government is giving us each year is not enough." She continued, "We are thinking about how to have a fundraiser and to maybe sell something." At that moment, I knew why I had my vehicle full of clothes. I took a deep breath and choked back the tears as I told them what had happened to me that morning. I told them that I believed that God had heard their prayers before they had even asked. He had sent clothes and nails for their fundraiser. By then, the women were in tears too. I went back to the truck and took everything out. Then one of them came up and poked me. Then she turned to the others and said in Fijian, "He's real." They explained to me that the government gave them about 300 Fijian dollars, that's US 150 a year, to run their school with two teachers and 240 children. As we sat, I explained to them that there were about 800 pieces of clothing in all the bales. They were all so excited that they would be able to sell in their own and nearby villages each item for around 75 Fijian cents each on average. That meant they could raise enough funding from the nails and clothes to keep their school open for at least 4 more years. As I prepared to leave, they said, "Could we sing a song for you?" As I stood there with tears running down my face, they sang the most beautiful song. A reflection associated with this story comes from Christ's Object Lessons, page 237. Every time you refuse to listen to the message of mercy, you strengthen yourself in unbelief. Every time you fail to open the door of your heart to Christ, you become more and more unwilling to listen to the voice of Him that speaketh. You diminish your chance of responding to the last appeal of mercy. Let it not be written of you, as of ancient Israel, "Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone." Hosea chapter 4, verse 17. Let not Christ weep over you as He wept over Jerusalem, saying, "How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Luke chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Listen to that still small voice was submitted by the bright side.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Hello, I'm Casey Butler, and I want to talk to you today about weeds, walls, and want. What was that you said? Weeds, walls, and want. It's something that King Solomon observed and talked about. Now, who was King Solomon? Well, he was the son of King David in the Bible, and he was given special wisdom by God. So much of it that throughout history he is known as the wisest man who ever lived. Solomon's life is characterized by, in his early days, being someone who was very faithful and true to God, but he eventually turned right away from God in his life, and then only towards the end of his life did he come back to God. He learned a lot throughout his life. He wrote a number of books, and he wrote also an extensive number of proverbs. Apparently, he spoke 3,000 of them, and many of them are recorded in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs. It's interesting what a proverb actually is, and the Oxford Dictionary defines it as a short, well-known, pithy saying that expresses a general truth or piece of advice. And we are going to actually look at one of Solomon's proverbs a little bit later. Solomon was very observant. You can tell from what he writes about that he observed many things in nature, you know, animals, agriculture, insects, the weather. He also observed things like tools and work. He observed the human body, he observed human behavior and relationships, and wrote about and learned many lessons and important things about what he saw. And this brings us to when one day Solomon observed weeds, walls, and want. And it stood out to him so much that he recorded what he saw and then wrote what he learned from it. And we find this in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 34. And it says this: I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Well, that's what he saw, and that's what he learned from it. How did Solomon determine that this man was slothful? He says he went by the field of the slothful. Well, it seems plain that he worked that out based on what he saw the condition of the man's living quarters were. You know, his place all covered with weeds and the wall was in disrepair. And just based on that, the fact that it was so unkempt, he was able to determine that this man who lived at this place was slothful. And what else does he say? He says void of understanding. That means without understanding. This man had, you know, just didn't quite understand what was really important in life. So what did he think about all of this that he saw? Well, he wrote a lesson carefully. And what did he say? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So, I guess in today's terms, we could think of this as, oh, a little bit of laziness here, a little bit of procrastination, or just carelessness here and there, yeah, doesn't matter too much. That's what would be the attitude that he is trying to convey. And he is saying that eventually this kind of attitude will eventually catch up on a person. He says, so shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth. Now, if someone's travelling and they just happen to turn up at your place, you would say that that came fairly unexpectedly, wouldn't you? So it seems like he's saying that when we have these habits of, I don't know, a bit of carelessness here, a bit of carelessness there, laziness here and there, eventually trouble's going to end up catching up on us, and it's going to come rather suddenly in a way that we don't expect. And then he says also that thy want or thy poverty would come as an armed man. Now, an armed man is someone who has a weapon, and obviously then has the potential to do harm. So we would think then that the poverty that comes, or the trouble that comes to someone like this, will actually harm them. And you can imagine that if this man's house was all covered with weeds, and if it's all covered with weeds, probably food crops wouldn't have been growing so well. So this slothful man may well have gone hungry, and that would have done him harm. So that's just an obvious example of how it could do this man harm. So what can we learn from this about today? How can we apply this lesson in today's living culture? Well, let's think about our homes, our rooms, where we live. Do you think if Solomon came by your place today, would it look like the lazy man's field? Bits and pieces, unkempt everywhere, and looking like it hadn't been touched for an awfully long time? Or is your place in order and organized, and the impression that people see when they look on it is, oh, that place is well kept and up to date? What about your work habits? Do you, miss bits here and there, and maybe leave some jobs unfinished here and there, and it just all seems to go like that in terms of your work ethic? What about wasting a bit of time here and there? Just being a bit careless in terms of how we spend our time. These kind of habits, according to Solomon, they can get us into trouble when we least expect, because they all just add up on each other. You know, it's interesting that Solomon's little proverb here, his lesson that he learned from this experience about the lazy man, it's actually repeated in the book of Proverbs in another chapter. It's actually repeated in chapter 6. And it's in the context he's talking about the ant, where it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. So here Solomon has observed the ant, and he sees how industrious and persevering the ant is. He doesn't waste any time. He just sets his mind on the task that it has to do and just keeps working hard till it's accomplished. And then there's no poverty for the ant, because he has meat for himself in the summer and food in the harvest. And Solomon gives that as an example of what we can do instead of the lazy man and what he did. So I encourage you to think about your life, think about your habits, and think about whether they're more similar to the lazy man with his weeds, walls, and want, or whether they're more like the ant with its diligent industriousness. And wherever you find yourself to be, go for the ant. God bless. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.